Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Trendustrial Zeit and Magic, courtesy of The Brew, or The Brew. Not sure.
Bro, The Brew, or hey,
The Brew.
Don't know.
Anyway. What's that?
A braai. That's like a cookout in South Africa.
Okay.
Just a little fact there.
All right, I'm Jack, that's Miles. I almost got it wrong.
That's where my brain's at.
That's where my brain's at. And this is what? Trending. Lola Bunny is trending, Miles. This is
why? What
this,
happened?
Okay, so they did a. They gave us first look at the new Lola Bunny in Space Jam 2.
Yeah.
And she is. She does not look like she was drawn by an incredibly horny 14-year-old with a boner. She looks like a cartoon character.
As much as I talk about my, maybe it's not hyperbolic. You know, I love Lola Bunny from the Space Jam 96 film.
How old were you when that came out?
12.
Yeah, that's like, I mean, they knew what they were doing.
They knew what they were doing. But yeah, it's funny to see like how they're approaching this now, being like, yeah, maybe that's like weird that we just completely objectified like the one like female character on the team with like the Daisy Dukes in the
crop top. With
I do not mean to aggrandize, but her breasts were of substantial size.
Yes.
For a rabbit. And yeah, and I think now they've done. They've made it a much more of like a character. It's just funny watching the commentary. Like, you know, there's a certain point you have to say, are you really upset that they didn't just go, you know, fully hypersexual on this rabbit character? Aside from, yes, I think we're all, many of us are connecting it to our adolescence and things like that. But despite my love for Lola Bunny, not on the side of, what the fuck did they do? Like,
yeah.
Really?
All this does is make you realize how inappropriately horny the original drawing was, or at least
yeah, exactly. Because you try and be like, the second I'm like, well, that don't look like, and I'm like, you know what? That's not a take. Like, well, I mean, that ain't the little button. You're like, no, this is not it. This is not it.
Also, if she were an anatomically correct rabbit, she would have more than two breasts. So take that.
Yo, I don't even want to see what kind of memes are popping up on HN. Yeah, yeah. Now. Oh, there was another thing that was really interesting. Mara Wilson had, obviously, and Twitter is going off with all their takes. And then Mara Wilson had tweeted, where is it? I once turned on a TV in a hotel in London and Space Jam was on. I'd never seen it. I was busy in 1996. So okay. I said, who's that? My then boyfriend said, that's Lola Bunny. You don't remember Lola Bunny? I said, no. And he said, in a way I'll never forget, I remember Lola Bunny.
I didn't know you dated Mara Wilson.
She damn. Said we broke up not too long after. but yeah, it's just please don't be one of these people who is angry that your cartoon rabbit is not sexy enough. Culture war moment?
Yeah. Oh, of course. Anything for a culture war moment.
Is Tucker Carlson going to be a Chiron, you think?
I don't know. What's because next? then it's too transparent about the fact that he jerks off to he's just like a creepy horny dude, you know?
Right.
So I feel like this is kind of a trap for them that they should maybe avoid. I don't know.
Yeah, either way.
I am a consultant for problematic right-wing people, so, you know, reach out to me if you want to know.
Call me the bellwether.
I do respect, she's got the arm sleeve. Mellow and AI back in the day.
Yeah, let's give that to AI. I mean, I feel like, you know, he really set that off.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Well, speaking of all those talented basketball players, there's just a bunch of NBA players trending. I want to talk about it with you.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So Damian Lillard was trending. Joel Embiid was trending. Yeah. TJ McConnell was trending. Yes, that TJ Miller. TJ McConnell. No, he's like this journeyman guy, undrafted. Every time he's on the court, there is at least one person who's watching the game saying, who is that dude that snuck out onto the court?
Right. He doesn't or look like I think NBA. I played with him at LA.
Yeah. He's just like constantly running around. Doesn't look like his game doesn't even look like an NBA player's game. Like he will drive to the basket, and because he can't jump and he's like 6'1", he will never see, like, his game is like driving under the basket and then like running back out to the 3-point line. Like he doesn't do the things other NBA players do. Cause he's like, well, obviously that would get blocked.
Yeah. Well, let's be real here.
He's all hustle, but he had, 10 steals in a game. He's putting up big numbers.
Did he have a triple double?
I don't know yeah. if he had, did he?
Yeah, oh, it was yeah. the steals that got him.
Steal triple-double.
Rare triple-double with steals.
Yeah.
So, shout out to you. Shout out to Dame Time. We saw that step back.
All right, Damian Lillard. Yeah. He's good. He might be the most clutch.
This guy's good, huh? I don't know.
This is Damian Lillard guy. But
yeah,
Dame
Time
for sure.
He hits
the hardest shots in crunch time. Like, I feel like a lot of people get painted with the clutch brush because they hit a big shot and it becomes iconic. And so
right.
everyone's like, oh, they're iconic. But it feels like when this dude puts something up towards the end of the game in an important game, it's going in.
Yeah, to the point where I'm like, I'm hard pressed to think of another player, like personally being selfish of like who I'd want to close out a game that's
yeah,
close.
Absolutely.
And it's like, I mean, when you're doing it like that, okay, Damian.
Joel Embiid had a big game against the Jazz, who the Jazz are the best team in the NBA. Probably not that many people who aren't paying attention would realize that. They have the best record, best splits, best, you know, average point differential. But the Sixers beat them in overtime, and Embiid was like trolling and got one of the players kicked out by being like, you should get a T for that.
Come on, Joel.
like like a younger brother or something. Yeah.
Or, oh, you know, what? Like,
he's going to get away with that?
Or anyone who knows soccer culture, yeah, you beg the ref to throw the other players out. You're like, right. Yo, card him up. Give him a card. Like, to the point where referees be like, if you tell me to give someone a card, you get a card now.
Right.
But, you know, it is what it is. The other thing I want to bring up to you is, did you see when Candace Parker absolutely schooled Shaq on TV?
No.
I'm telling you, it was one of the most satisfying moments because we're like, yo, Shaq, get him off of here. He's just toxic. He's old. He's not willing to understand the game has evolved. And he's like, I don't understand. Like, why are they switching so much? Like, what's going on? Like, and Candace Parker's like, because the game is different. Because the game, what do you mean? And she looked at him like, she's like, why am I explaining this to you? And it was, I was just like, see, I need more of her. I need less of Shaq because I don't need the guy who's the version of me who's like washed and can't see the future. Like, I want to hear from more intelligent people to broaden my horizons.
Yes. And then the Nets are probably the most entertaining thing happening in the NBA right now. They're fun. Terrifying to anybody who is interested in seeing a team that isn't the Nets win the title, because they are, Kevin Durant has been out for an extended stretch with an injury, and just Kyrie and James Harden look unstoppable together.
What are they? Again, 10 game run right now without Kevin Durant, or nine games without him. Yeah. So,
yep. So they're pretty terrifying and a lot of fun to watch. Like,
is it because there's less strip clubs in Brooklyn? What's the per capita? What's the concentration of?
Yeah, we need to look into that. Clubs. I'm sure Reddit has already looked into it,
trying to figure out like what's happening here.
He might have moved on to a new phase, you know, where he's just all about the...
He's into IRL streaming on Twitch now. He just follows a few. He just loves those. Just that tunes in.
New Zealand was trending because there were two quakes over 7 on the Richter scale within an hour. Apparently, the epicenter was offshore, and it was 8. It was in the 8s offshore, which is terrifying, super high. People were asked to flee to higher ground, flee inland because of tsunami concerns. There were even concerns that a tsunami might race across the ocean and hit Hawaii, which is a thing that can happen and frequently has. Do you know that? We've talked before about that story about the rogue tsunami in Japan in like early... or I think it was like mid 1800s.
That hit in Japan?
That hit Japan, and went down as this legendary rogue tsunami, and now experts are figuring out that it was from a giant earthquake in the northwest of the United States.
I thought there was some relationship with the Pacific Northwest and vice versa, but damn, yeah.
The Cascadia subduction zone, still
the most terrifying. Yeah, we still got to look out for that one.
Mm-hmm.
God, what are we gonna do when like one of these inevitable things happen? You know what I mean?
Like, America's proven it's pretty up to the task, and we've been nailing our stress tests
at best, Americans can like drop the shit sometimes and like help each other, but like, anyway,
yeah. Speaking of which, vaccine nationalism is trending because this is just sort of a overarching struggle that's going on with wealthy countries basically buying up all the vaccines. There's all sorts of very complicated, plans in place to try and prevent this. But, you know, the way the world operates right now in this like sort of neoliberal, global, everything is capitalism. People are poor countries are getting screwed.
Yeah. And then even now, like there was a export of like AstraZeneca vaccines that were supposed to leave Italy bound for Australia, and the EU and Italy straight up blocked that shit. And they're like, no, you told us you were going to deliver X amount and you didn't. So this shit is not getting exported. Like, you're going to fulfill the fucking agreement. And it's just, it's, you know, everyone is trying to do the best for their people. And then, we still get echoes of what we see in our day to day, where people with more resources are going to have an easier time to weather the storm, while people without them are going to bear the brunt of it.
There's this quote in this Who, What, Why article. Poor countries should not be forced to wait for vaccines to trickle down to them. Between them, talking about, I think, the United States, they say, between them, G7 nations have secured enough vaccines for every one of their citizens to be vaccinated three times over, while many poor countries are yet to receive a single dose. So,
oof. Yeah, it's wild. As we see the rollout and stuff happen here too, like you see more and more, like even in California, there's like the sign up website was able to be like exploited by people with means, you know what I mean? Who were like technically in a group that was okay, but because we're doing this through an online portal, we're already cutting many people out of access because they can only access it a certain way.
Right.
Yeah. And it's, well, let's hope this can end with everyone being safely vaccinated as quickly as possible.
All right. That is going to do it for this Thursday afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole last episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Wear a mask. Stay inside. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.